The homily on Palm Sunday is traditionally brief to allow the Passion to speak for itself, so I'll follow that custom, but just give us one point to meditate upon, and that is how vulnerable the all-powerful God who created the entire universe makes himself when he places himself in the hands of human beings. And we can see in the gospel reading, as he was dying on the cross, the different responses of the people who are watching this. Some people disbelieved in Christ. Others were mocking him, spitting on him as he was up on the cross. Others were entirely indifferent and didn't care. Soldiers playing cards and playing dice in front of the cross. You know, some people hated and despised him as he was on the cross because the light of the world was revealing the darkness in their actions. And then you had Mary Magdalene, who underwent a profound conversion from sin and was seeing firsthand the price that her sins had cost our Lord to forgive. You had the Apostle John in stunned silence, witnessing the sacrifice of the true Lamb of God, the true Passover Lamb. And the Blessed Virgin Mary, whose heart was so closely connected to her Son that the spear that pierced the heart of her Son first went through her own heart. As we come here to Mass today and every Sunday, the same sacrifice is offered, the immolation of Jesus Christ, present under sacramental signs, where our Lord once again places himself in our hands. And the question is, how do we respond? Do we respond with disbelief and mockery in the Eucharist? Or do we respond with indifference that we'd rather be surfing the internet or watching TV or doing anything else rather than being here? Do we hate the light and the teachings of the church? Or like Mary Magdalene, when we come to Mass, do we see firsthand the price of our sins? John the Apostle, do we see the sacrifice of a beloved friend in our Lord? Or like the Blessed Virgin Mary, does the sacrifice on the altar penetrate and cut into our own hearts as well?